When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I have to say, it is, it's not a gray and gloomy Sunday like it was last week, but there's lots of clouds, but I do see a little blue sky, and it didn't totally pour on me on the way down this morning, so I think there's hope that maybe summer will be returning to, or starting here in the Pacific Northwest sometime soon. At any rate, it's sunny here in the studio, because we have lots of sunny faces. Across the desk from me, as always, is Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And is summer coming back anytime soon? Do you know, since you are the weather guy?
I heard a new term that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
We've always referred to the first part of summer as January?
January, right.
Well, a new one is called January.
January.
I hadn't heard that before. I thought, okay, well, whatever.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one either. But
let's hope not.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be gearing up for our good weather here, and I guess maybe we got it all in April.
Well, that may be. You know, last summer was so hot and so dry that I never got a chance to burn all my down stuff from the winter, because I had forgotten until this week. You know, it was 4th of July on Monday, and then when they did the weather, I had forgotten last 4th of July it was 92 degrees here.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Last summer was an anomaly. We were very hot and very dry.
Yeah, I have to say that I appreciated a damper, wetter 4th of July, though, because I think that's so much safer. Even so, there were some fires around, but not as bad as it certainly could have been, and I think it was last year. But at any rate, we're
back to normal.
Yeah, we're kind of back to, normal, so we'll see what happens as the rest of the summer goes by. And then in the other studio, behind the glass, Animal World's assistant producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And then we also have our latest addition to the Animal World family, and in the call screening department, and Trina is here. Good morning again, Trina.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you very
much. You were off on doing something wonderful, hiking glaciers in Montana or something last week, weren't you? Did you have a great time?
We had a great time.
And were you actually on glaciers or just around them?
Around them.
Oh, okay.
Glacier National Park.
Ooh. Well, we might have to hear about that sometime. But anyway, very glad to have you back in the studio.
Glad to be here.
All righty. And then keeping us company here in the studio and filling out the table would be our ever-so-gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, is here. Good morning, Darcy.
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Well, I'm always happy to be here, rain or shine.
Yeah. And we didn't get rained on when we got here, so that's good. We did last week, I think, but not this morning. Anyway, it is Talk with Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show once we get rolling here. But I suspect I've got a few things on my list to talk about here that But I suspect we will get to phone calls at least by the bottom of the hour by 9:30. So probably when we take care of our advertisers for the first time, it'd be the best time for y'all to call in. I have a little bit of a follow-up, a little bit of a news to alert you to, and then we'll shoot for doing current events today at 10:50. But can't hold me to that, because if we're busy on the phones, as you probably know if you're a regular listener, current events often gets pushed to the last hour. And so we'll just see how it goes today. And we, of course, will be doing our Missing Link supplement giveaway. And that means that if you are 18 years or older and you haven't won a contest here on Animal World or any other program here on Alternative Talk KKNW, then you are eligible to win. Missing Link is a great supplement for our animal friends, and there's a supplement for pretty much anything in an animal suit. And what we give away on the show here are full bags of any of the canine versions. There are three for dogs, one for that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, and then the senior formula with the New Zealand green muscle. There's the vegetarian wellness blend you can feed to both dogs and cats and other little critters as well. There's the bird formula and the poultry formula, and we give away all of them. So, and a cat formula, of course. So when it's time for our Missing Link giveaway, I will let you know. I will tell you the Missing Link word or phrase of the day, and then you got to pick up your phone and talk to Kathy or Trina and let them know which version of Missing Link you would like sent to your door. It's that simple. And I'm going to give you phone numbers now so you can jot them down. Like I said, unless you want to hang on hold for a while, probably, you know, you don't need to call in yet for Darcy, because like I said, we've got a few things to chat about. And after our first, after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors is probably when we'll start picking up phone calls. But, you know, once you're on hold, though, if you do call in, once you're on hold, you do hear the phone in your ears. So if you want to make sure you get one of the first slots, it's okay to call now if you want to. Anyway, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime throughout the show to our animalworldlive@hotmail.com email address. That's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Yeah, okay. Well, we should tell everybody, Darcy, that you can call in. Today, obviously, we're focusing on talk with your animals, but being as that Darcy is a communicator, an intuitive, and a medium, you don't just talk to animals. You're quite gifted intuitively and psychically, and you can help people connect with their animal friends, you know, here that are here with them now. But you can also communicate with animal or human loved ones on the other side.
Yes, absolutely. For me, it's the same energy.
Right. So it's all about, yeah, the same stuff. So
yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And if you have, do you take general psychic questions and stuff? I don't know that I've ever actually asked you that.
Actually, I do. And when I'm at some of the expos and fairs in the area, it's really kind of a mixture. People might want to know about something about their animals, and then what about, you know, maybe their career or whatever else. So yeah, it's a mixture.
Okay, excellent. So that kind of gives you an idea of what you can call in about. And we... oh, excuse me. I felt like...
Oops. Bless you.
Thank you. I did have a sneeze coming. I was going to say, oh, I had one, but I thought it, you know, sometimes when you say you're going to sneeze, you don't. But that one came through. Okay. So let's see. What are we going to start with today? Gosh. Well, I have an early email here that came in from a regular listener, John Frink. Thank you, John, for your email. And interesting stuff. I just got it this morning when I got here to the studio, so I haven't had a chance to check it out. But John said he was checking on Art Bell, and I know he loves cats. And y'all remember Art Bell was the great host of that started Coast to Coast, you know, that runs every night. The current host, who is also really good. I'm spacing his name right now. I'm sure it'll come to me. But apparently, Art Bell still has a website. He says, while reading through his website, I located his link to cat articles, 18 pages of cat articles, so he sent me the link for that. He also found the cat music link on Art's site, because I remember we talked about cat music sometime recently. Anyway, so let's see. That's www.musicforcats.com. And anyway, so he sent me a lot of good stuff here. I will check it all out, and just wanted to say thank you, John, for the email and all of this great information. Okay. Oh, well, it has been a tough week for everybody around here. And before I get into all the, you know, our follow-up and news, I think that we definitely need to invoke our guides and saint. We start the show. We make it official every Sunday by George Norrie. Thank you, Kathy. She typed it up on it. And it was like, oh, God. And anyway, George Norrie is the current host of Coast to Coast. Thank you for refreshing my memory. All right, so we are going to officially start the show right now. And we do that by honoring the saint that not only has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, but also guides Darcy. And so we have a great time. If you haven't listened to Darcy and I do a show before, it's kind of fun, because being as that our guidance comes both from the same Saint Francis, that it's kind of funny when we're talking to people on the air. She'll say something and I'll say, oh, I was just going to say that. Or I'll say something, she's, oh, I was just going to say right. that. Because it's the same stuff comes through to us. Uh-huh. It's kind of whoever grabs it and opens their mouth first.
It's almost like a triangle.
Uh-huh.
Like St. Francis is above us and he just drops
it back
in.
Yeah,
and
he holds both of our hands and the information comes through. So
yes.
It's kind of a confirmation, though, because then we kind of know that, okay, we're both tuned in because
right.
we're getting the same thing. So that can be kind of fun. So anyway. Anyway, what we start with is a couple of St. Francis prayers. After all, it is Sunday morning, so that we do a short one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us humans, and boy, is it needed this week. And then we follow up with the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, and which is, oh, ever so needed now. So if you haven't ever participated before, you may be motivated to start participating now with that. So let's start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our animals, and again, keep our companions safe and healthy. Okay, and now for us humans, the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to consoled, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, if you have not joined us before, we kind of finish the beginning of the official start of the show here with the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, and this is something that Ananda Worldwide organization started doing some time ago, and there are hundreds if not thousands of people participating all over the world doing this peace initiative. And you know, I've always said that thought directs energy, energy thought follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and I believe that is so true. And so you can imagine hundreds and thousands of people doing this peace initiative all over the world. It has to be helping, and that may be some reason why a lot of this stuff is coming to the surface to be brought to our attention so that we can change and shift it. I know this week has certainly got me thinking about what I can change within myself and bring more peace and harmony To this country and this planet. So, and that's what it's called, of course, the Peace and Harmony Prayer. And it's kind of a tweak on Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And it's two affirmations. The first one, and if you're going to do this at home and participate at home, not just here on Sundays, then you do these affirmations once a day works. Ideally, you do them five times a day. But whatever you can do helps. So the first one you do for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. And then the second one you do three times. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And the second one is, Lord, fill me. Same phrase. So I am the radio version. We do each affirmation three times, and I say them out loud, and you are invited to participate. So if you feel so inclined, you're welcome to say them out loud with me. You can say them silently in your head if you're more comfortable doing that, and you don't have to say them at all if you don't want to participate. It's completely up to you. All right, so here we go with the first affirmation three times. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Oh, shanti, shanti, shanti. All right, let's hope that send that out into the ethers where it needs to go, and whew, get us back to peace and harmony.
Yeah,
peace and harmony.
And you're right; it's got to make a difference. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so much of the lower, darker energies this time, not only with what's been happening in this country just this last week with racism and so forth, and revenge and retaliation and all that kind of stuff. But it's also happening in the current political frame and what's going on. The dark side, the old Kali Yuga stuff, all of the stuff that needs to go away is coming out and blaring in our faces to be released and let go. Yeah. It is our opportunity to wake up, open our hearts, our minds, and become, you know, more filled with peace and harmony and being, you know, the loving, spiritual human beings that we are here to be. And of course, you know, it is my belief, I hope it's yours, it's not, oh well, that we are all one, we all come from the same source, we all have a God aspect inside of us, and we just come in different suits. And they might be human suits or animal suits or plant suits. So, well, we all are one, and we just need to start realizing that. Anyway, that's what I have to say about that. And speaking of plants, you can find us on Facebook these days. And you go to Facebook, search for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that also means then all the great animal stuff I post will come up on your timeline so you can keep up with all of this. And man, did I post a lot of stuff this week. And because I figured out how to do it from my phone. I can when I'm sitting somewhere and nothing else to do. I just open Facebook and start looking for all the, you know, and posting all the great animal stuff I can find, and a lot of really good stuff. And there's some I have to tell you, and I've been kind of picking, Darcy, you know, my favorite Facebook post of the week. Oh, and that reminds me, since I just opened up Facebook here. How techie have I become?
You have. And you have great posts. I always share your posts. And Kathy's, too. Kathy's got some really great
Kathy
posts.
Yeah, Kathy does some good ones, too. I just posted before the show a photograph. So you can see Darcy sitting at her microphone, and then Kathy is standing behind her on the left, and Trina, our latest member of the Animal World family, is standing behind Darcy on the right, so you can see what Trina looks like. And we're just happy little campers here. And, of course, I'm not in the picture because I was taking the picture, which is probably as it should be now. A lot of really cute animal stuff. But, like I said, I've been trying to pick my favorites every week to highlight for you. I also, you know, this week, I have to say, I have to get back on my soapbox for a moment. This week has brought to my attention that sometimes we are not serving a higher good when we remain silent. And you know, we have been asked this week to listen. And I have been listening to, you know, some of the families of color and of what they go through and the lectures they have to, you know, and the curtain talks, as I call them, they have to give to their children. And I really have to say, I hadn't paid attention to this before. I've learned a lot this week, and it has seriously opened my heart and made me look inside and what can I change about myself and the empathy and so forth. And it's made a huge difference. Anyway, so that kind of spilled over with this animal stuff, because there's a lot of stuff I don't post because I try to keep it all positive and all that sort of stuff. But I've realized that that's part of the problem with our consciousness right now, is that many of us don't want to look at the dark side, don't want to look at the other side. And so we kind of pretend that it's not happening, because it's not happening right in our own little world. But it is happening, and it is important to speak up. Mm-hmm. And so I spoke up on something that I posted on the Animal World site, and it is a video. I didn't post the video last week, because I came across my path. I looked at it. It is a video of a tiger in a zoo in Australia, behind glass, and then two little toddlers that are having a wee of a time running back in front of the window and in front of the tiger. And the post has been titled a couple of things, or captioned a couple of ways in the last week or so, saying children playing tag with a tiger and having fun playing peekaboo and hide and go seek with the tiger and all of this and all this la 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 sort of stuff. Well, I knew it was total BS when I watched it the mm-hmm. first time, but I decided just not to post it. Well, came across my path again yesterday, and I said, you know, this, I'm posting it and I'm speaking up. And so it is posted. It's towards the top on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You can watch the video, and I can play it for you, Darcy, and you can confirm for me. But and that would probably be good, because if I'm full of it, you ought to tell me. But I said, this is not cute. This tiger is not playing a game with these children. And of course, now I just this tiger is not playing a game with these children. It is bored and too confined in a zoo. Yes, the kids are having fun, but the tiger is not. We need to stop trying to make an abusive situation for a magnificent animal into something pleasing to us humans.
So. No, I get the same thing, and we're putting our own spin on it for mm-hmm. what is comfortable for us.
But when you look at the video, you can see anybody with mm-hmm. any intelligence can look and see that the tiger is not engaging at all with these children. At all. It's a nervous boredom pacing that's going on. And you can see when the kids move away from the window, it doesn't affect what the tiger's doing at all. He doesn't even make eye contact with them.
No, because he's shut down.
He's shut down, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And why would he be? I mean, why wouldn't he be? Because there's nothing there for him. It's just an existence. It's not a life.
Exactly, exactly. So then, that being said, on to the vast majority of stuff I post is really positive, and there's just tons of really good stuff this week. But I started out for my favorite one. I mean, have you ever seen a snail up close and personal? Have you ever seen a cute snail? Well, the cute, I don't know if you saw that one, Darcy, but it's this snail, the right up, that is licking a strawberry and it's just having the best time, and it's just the cutest thing. Anyway, that was my favorite for quite a while.
I didn't see that. I'll have to look for it.
Okay, well, I can show you when we take care of advertisers and sponsors here in a moment. But it's really, really cute. The snail with the strawberry. You'll have to scroll down a ways to find that, because it hadn't been too long since I posted, but I've been posting so much stuff. Well, then I'm torn between my number one and number two. But yesterday I posted, both of these I think went up yesterday. One is actually not our animal friends. It is about plants. It's a video of plants. growing and that plants have sense. And it is absolutely phenomenal because it's a slow motion film of all of these seeds sprouting and plants growing. And, oh, you can see their little fingers and they feel and they touch to decide where they're going to grab and what. And it's just incredible to watch it. So that was right up there until then. My favorite video of this week is a pet porcupine named Teddy. And the owner is giving him little pumpkins for the first time. And this porcupine is eating these little pumpkins and going nuts. And I had no idea that porcupines, and I've been, you know, I rescued a porcupine mohawk on my farm years and years ago. If you were around, you heard about all of that, who incarnated as a cat who's with me for the second. That's a sideline here. But this porcupine talks, and he's so excited about this eating this pumpkin. He's talking. He's actually talking, and it's the cutest darn thing. It's absolutely adorable. So you have to see the talking porcupine with the little pumpkins and the cute snail.
Yeah. You know, I posted a lot of your things about 2 days ago, so I missed these, but it reminds me of a polar bear that they showed from, you know, newborn to 83 days old, and it was just adorable, and how much alike they are, you know, to our animals, our domestic animals.
Yeah.
As far
okay.
as feelings. And-
so, let's see. I think... what do we do? Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors and try to stay sort of on schedule. Then when we continue here, I've just got a little bit of Dr. Jeff follow-up, and then we'll be ready to go to our phone calls. So in the meantime, I'll show these videos to Darcy. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm delighted that you're spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, hold it up to the microphone. See if that sound will come through.
Pumpkin? Can you say pumpkin?
That's the porcupine. Oh, is that adorable? Anyway, you got to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Scroll down, not too far. You'll find the porcupine eating the pumpkin, and then Darcy got to see the snail. And anyway, really cute. So we've been having fun. Okay, let's see. I want to follow up with my favorite vet show. On Animal Planet, the new show airs Saturday nights right now at 9 p.m. on Animal Planet. The previous week's show airs at 8, just before. And then there's the Vet Life show afterwards, which is okay, but I love Dr. Jeff. And I just have to say, this man is incredible. I said last week it showed up that he had lymphoma. And a tumor right next to his heart that was pushing on his heart. And boy, it was really kind of scary. But, with his great attitude and so forth, he didn't even slow down for a second. Had to, his hair fell. I had to shave his head and all of that. But by the end of this week's show, the tumor was completely gone. And, it appears all his tests were negative. It appears that he's cancer free. So it was really, really good news. And, but I just have to say, that he is such an incredible example, and it comes out more and more and more. If all veterinarians had his heart and set up their practice in the same way, we wouldn't have the issues that we have. And I just, again, I'm speaking up, and I'm going to go into this more in the first hour of next week's show, because I'm going to tell you the incredible Dr. Pohl story, which has me concerned for Dr. Jeff as well. But I'm going to go into that next week in the first hour, so I hope you'll tune in for that. But I just have to say that the cost of veterinary medicine is completely out of control, and that the vast majority of people cannot afford to give their animals the care that is available. And I know, I'm going to say right now, I have 4 cats that need dental work, and I can't afford it. It is absolutely, the cost of veterinary medicine is just absolutely ridiculous, and things are completely out of balance and out of control. Anyway, it is coming out more and more what Dr. Jeff's practice is all about. And they actually stated that their philosophy, because I've been highlighting a lot of the cases that they show on the air where people with their animal friends go to other vets and are told it'll be thousands of dollars to fix them, and they can't. And so they end up getting referred to Dr. Jeff's practice, and he goes there and he does the surgeries that would cost thousands of dollars elsewhere. He does them for, a few hundred dollars. And a couple weeks ago, a woman had a dog with serious knee problems. She was quoted, both of this dog's knees needed to be completely rebuilt. And she was quoted, thousands and thousands of dollars for it. He completely rebuilt both knees for $400 and let her pay $25 a month. They've shown several cases of homeless people that couldn't that their animals got hit by cars and broken legs and stuff, he's done the surgeries for $100 and let them pay $5 a month or $10 a month. And these people keep their commitments, and it's just absolutely wonderful. He says, if you care about your animals, then they will help you no matter what. But now it's appearing, I assumed that they charged more normal prices all the time and then seriously discounted for those that couldn't afford it. It now seems that their philosophy, they said, is to provide good quality veterinary care at low cost and low cost services. So it appears that they just generally charge way low prices. Now, they aren't getting rich, and Dr. Jeff lives in the apartment above the hospital, but they are serving beyond their call. It is absolutely absolutely incredible. Alfred, a 12-year-old cat that had a fractured foot because a door that they were remodeling fell on the foot. Beloved cat, and this family, you know, a couple with two young kids, they were told by the vets that had already checked this cat that the foot was probably not repairable and it would have to be amputated. And the bottom line is, for the whole, it was going to cost him $4,000. Okay, to Dr. Jeff, he was able, his vets were able to save the foot and put pins in and save the foot and charged him $500 to $700.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, and far more reasonable. Then there was a dog tail amputation that this guy had checked like three other vets and was $2,000 or more, and they did it for $600.
And where is Dr. Jeff's? What area?
In Colorado.
Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, is in Colorado. They do just tons of free stuff. They did an orthopedic surgery on an injured duck that they don't charge for, and they're going off to rescues and sanctuaries and treating all kinds of animals, and it just is, in my opinion, the way veterinary medicine should be. And it's kind of very similar to the incredible Dr. Pohl, who's on the Nat Geo Wild channel, and he's a country vet and treats everything and also you know, keeps it reasonable. So anyway, yeah, Kathy.
You know, I agree with what you're saying. On the other hand, if you think about the vets coming out of school and their expenses with their education and setting up a practice and liability insurance and all of this stuff, I can kind of understand where they're coming from, too. But yet, I think it's good to have a balance and devote a portion of your... You know,
well,
practice.
A lot of it has to do with the steps that are being taken to improve veterinary medicine and make it more like human medicine and all that sort of stuff. And I will be on my soapbox again next week when I tell you the incredible Dr. Pohl story and what is now concerns me for Dr. Jeff. And we'll talk more about that. And hopefully, as we raise our consciousness here in this country, there are going to be changes in terms of school and how much school costs and no debt after school. And that's becoming part of the Democratic platform right now and will help greatly. And I don't have an issue with anyone making a decent living and being able to cover all of those. But I, of course, think that we are way out of control with the greed and having to get rich and these mega mansions and everything going on, I think, is very out of balance and out of control. And it all will eventually come back into a better balance, and we will learn to live a simpler life, which is, of course, why, I am a member of Ananda and do the programming I do related to that with, intentional communities and getting back to the earth and more a simpler, cleaner, healthier, more compassionate way of life. But I think that's where we're headed. Anyway, I'm just going to be speaking up more these days.
Oh, good. I'll be right there with you.
And I'll try to do it in the most non-judgmental, loving, compassionate way I can and keep it balanced and always be more positive. But our voices need to be heard. And since it is my business and I've been in the animal business all of my life and 20 years in veterinary medicine as a vet tech and all and managing hospitals, I'm just not going to be quiet anymore. The cost of veterinary medicine is way off the scale and way out of control. and we need more Dr. Jeffs and Dr. Poles. And that's just the bottom line.
I'm right behind you, Martha.
Yeah. And I'm no slouch, and I run two businesses, and I've worked all my life, and I work hard, and I have animals that need veterinary care, and I can't afford it. And if I can't afford it, look at everybody, you know, geez. All right, off the soapbox. Here we go. All right, let's go ahead and get started with Talk With Your Animals Sunday. And Darcy Pariso, incredibly gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, is in the studio. We've got open phone lines for you. If you'd like to pick up your phone and give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And we are, let's take a phone call before we do advertisers and sponsors again. And hopefully the phone lines will fill up and we'll be on the phones from now on. So let's head out to Salton first up. And Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Darcy.
Good morning, Cindy.
How are you doing this morning?
I can't wait to find out about my chicken question. Hopefully, Darcy will have some answers.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on. I'll help you if you need to.
Okay. I got 9 chickens, and the local feed store had stopped carrying the 2 brands of organic feed, and I had to borrow it by a major company brand.
It was Purina. I'll say it. You don't have to, but I'll say
it. And I gave it to my chickens, and they wouldn't eat it. I started with the pellets, and I brought that back and got the ground-up kind. They would not eat that. And I would give them grains and, you know, human food grains and stuff. They'd gobble that right up.
And I will say, as a sideline, Cindy, that Cindy is very, very sensitive human. And she has to feed her chickens organic food, because if she doesn't, she can't eat the eggs. I mean, if they get something weird, I mean, she senses it. So it's very, very important, and it feeds organic. But they completely went off this feed. They wouldn't eat it at all, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't even look at it.
But they would gobble up other stuff. Like, she would get pick the dandelions and the greens and that kind of stuff. And you were giving them bread and a bunch of other stuff. But they'd gobble up anything else. Just not the feed.
Yeah, I see that.
Cindy, you went. Was it a couple days ago? You went to another feed store and got another brand of organic chicken feed, right?
Yeah.
And what I think as of yesterday, they ate it, but only about a third. Did you say of what
they're
way
down there? This morning I gave them some, and they just, like, one of them went and pecked at it, and they were kind of scared of it again.
All right, so Darcy, what are you getting related to Cindy's chickens here?
A couple of things. When you talked about changing the food, as soon as you said you changed the food, I felt like toxic poison. I felt like they just wanted to, you know, distance themselves as far away as they could. It just felt, it didn't feel like food to them. They just felt like, oh, you know, like danger. Truly, that's how I saw their energy. And so, you know, animals know. Like, they read energy and they sense things, and they instantly knew.
Yeah, I had told Cindy that I remembered years ago when I had my pack of Wolf Odies and dogs, and I was feeding Nature's Recipe. And the males all were eating it fine, but the sensitive female Wolf Odie wouldn't eat it. And I remember I had to go to the grocery store and buy some crummy food just to have something to feed her. And sure enough, then they came out with a recall. There was aflatoxin in the grain, but one of my sensitive dogs would, you know, could feel it or sense it or taste it or something, but she wouldn't eat it. So I wondered if that wasn't going on with her chickens, and that's of course what you got immediately.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I did. I mean, you barely mentioned it, and it came up. And I also had this image of you, if you stood there and had the previous, you know, the product that you were using, the organic product, and this product, and held them in your hands, you would feel like a scale. You would feel the difference, and one would, you know, want to drop down to the bottom, where the other would be elevated over your head. And you are very sensitive, and you could feel that. I mean,
well, yeah, I can pick up on things that most people can't.
Yeah, so right. What about she got a different brand of organic feed, mm-hmm. and they are eating it, but not nearly as much as they should. So what's going on with that?
I instantly heard that there's one third of it that they don't resonate with. They find, I don't know if I should be as strong as to say the word offensive, but they don't resonate with it. So it's like, oh, well, one third of it feels... out of alignment with them. It feels out of alignment with their...
What's in the product ingredient.
Yeah, the ingredients. Okay. One third of the ingredients, and it feels like it sits on the bottom of their belly, and it feels heavy, and it just doesn't feel right. It's like it's difficult for them to process it.
All right. Can you see, is there another brand available? Is there something else available in an organic chicken feed that would work for them now?
It feels like there is something that's better, but I don't think it's where you've been going. I think it's somewhere else, and it might even be something online. And I think that this is kind of an experiment you could try. If there's something that you're drawn to, if you just put your hands over, I always use this 1 to 10 scale. Is this best for me? I'll mix up supplements or herbs or even things for my animals and say, what of the baklar essences is best for them at this time? And I don't know what they are, and I'll hold them up to me and say, ask that question, and I might hear this is an 8, the next one is a 4, the next one is a 5, mm-hmm. and so I know which way I'm headed. I think you can do that same thing, whether it's actually physically being in a store or looking online first before you even get out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's so sensitive, she can't even look at a computer screen.
Oh, okay, because I felt like if you just put your hand over it, you would know.
Yeah, she could do that in the store.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Now, Cindy, when you went and got this new stuff, were there other brands that you could have chosen as well?
Or was I'll have to take a closer look, but that one just stuck out at me.
So, kind of one other
thing, they're talking way more than usual. They're probably trying to tell me that. So
they're talking way more than usual. Is there anything else these chickens have to say?
Yeah, let me ask them. I hear the word disgruntled.
They're not happy.
Yeah.
Disgruntled chickens, Cindy.
Yeah.
What was the word?
Disgruntled, which means they're not happy.
Unhappy.
I can tell that.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't understand why the food has changed. So let's tell them, first of all, because they feel like they're kind of a little thrown sideways. I feel like their energy is almost like a little to the left, a little bit off. And I don't know that they quite understand what's happened to them. They understand it's the food, but not why. So let's tell them that, Cindy is finding the food that you are eating is not available at this time, and Cindy is doing her best to find either that same food or something that's really comparable, something that resonates with your energy and that is in alignment with your body and processing. And we're very sorry that she wasn't able to find it, and she's working on it. It's getting better. Please try to be patient. In the meantime, she's giving you the food that she has available that's best for what she is able to do at this time. They're showing me that they want to be like righted up, like, this leaning I'm seeing to the left. They want to be put back on their center because they feel a little bit off. And it feels like it's taking a little bit of time to like get this out of their energy, out of their bodies and out of their energy. Their bodies feel like they were very pure. And now there's like remnants of
the old feed?
The old feed.
The feed they wouldn't
eat.
Yeah.
But they're getting better each day, but it feels like it was a little bit of a process. If you could call maybe with some names of some brand names even, I could look at those.
Okay.
And see what
we can
I get.
Hook that up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now we've got Cindy's got questions about her cat as well. But
okay.
Cindy, I'm going to have to put you on hold so we can take our advertisers before we run out of time. Okay. But we will come back, and everybody else, hold on to your phone lines because we are totally into the phones from now on. But I apologize for you having to wait, but you'll appreciate that because we'll take the time we need with you as well. This is not a slam dunk radio show, so we will honor you and take the time to answer your questions. So Cindy's back on hold. We'll talk about her cats when we get back. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the hour, and this is a fairly short break. So just stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, July 10th, Winnie and I will be welcoming the master of the Crystal Skulls, Joshua Shapiro, and his assistant, Katrina Head, to the show. There's an amazing mystical quality about the skulls, and the discussion should be fascinating. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. And boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon, and we're here from 9 to noon every Sunday morning right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday. We've got one line open, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. We're in the middle of a conversation with Cindy and Salton. Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. And I will have some follow-up for you after the show, Cindy, because Darcy and I have been talking off the air.
Okay.
She's going to help you find the right food again for her. And interestingly enough, Cindy, she is also confirming, and this is for everybody. I've a couple of my cats have been on and off their feed a little bit lately, which is very unusual. And I've been feeling, which I feel is not mine, that's energetic, an equilibrium sort of thing. And I felt it very strongly last evening. And during the night, and Darcy said she felt the same thing, mm-hmm. and it started at the same time that I felt it. So that's been my confirmation. Now it is an energetic thing going on the planet right now.
No, I can totally feel it. It's
and like you're feeling it too.
Before the full moon.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
It kind of tapers down.
Uh huh.
And it's like it kept me awake all night. It was like vibrating my house.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the same. And I've learned some new tips and tools on how to deal with it because, and it sounds funny, but even wearing dark clothing, it kind of pulls me down, pulls my energy down, so I'm not so impacted. I had a friend that told me, get a black hat. And she said,
wow.
Whether it's a baseball cap or whatever, and just I felt instant relief coming from my crown when I put that hat on.
Right, so a grounding color, so wear dark color.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, there's lots of tips, but that's just one.
Okay, so what's going on with the kitties we need to talk about, Cindy?
I got two littermate cats. They're just turned 1 year old. And Blackie is very, very laid back. And Lucky is very, very high energy.
And Lucky is a reincarnation of her last cat that was an indoor-outdoor hunter model.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cindy.
And I wanted Lucky to be an indoor-outdoor cat and a mouser. But I think Blackie, since he's so laid back, you know, they live in a rural area, I don't think he would live very long. And I wanted to take Blackie out on a leash. And if you picked up this, you'd be, like, totally bummed out. Not being out free.
So what we're kind of looking at, the overall question, Does it look like it will work for Lucky to be an indoor-outdoor model, and Blackie, though, to be an indoor model and walk on a leash and harness? Does it seem like they would accept that and that will work?
Oh, let me take a look at that. I know Lucky would be very happy to be indoor-outdoor and a mouser.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. So Blackie, how does that feel? I feel a hesitation, cautiousness, and kind of a reluctance. And I'm going to ask Blackie to be open to trying it, because it feels almost like Blackie's a boy.
They're both males.
They're both
males.
Okay.
Neutered males. Both
okay.
Neutered males.
It feels like Blackie wants to kind of pull back and go off to the corner when you approach him with a leash or wanting to take him out. So I think it's important to talk to him and let him know like the intention that.
Well, would he just prefer to stay in the house?
He says he doesn't know about going outside. He doesn't really know what that means. He's hesitant.
So he's happy in the house.
He's happy in the house, but he isn't saying no to going out. He's kind of like, I don't know what that means. I don't understand it. So let's just show him an image. So when you are talking to him, you can say, you know, would you like to come outside? And you can see some bugs and feel the breeze. You'll be safe. You'll have I'm going to be your protector. You'll be safe. Lucky will be with us, and you'll have a harness or leash on and show him that and ask him if he will give
it
a try.
So we kind of have to work at getting Blackie even to be okay going out on a leash. So I think,
and he might go out, but then I think I feel like there's a little bit of hesitation or maybe a little bit of even fear. So
yeah.
If you show it to him in a real positive light, like, you know, we go out and this is a nice thing and we'd like to see if you want to try it and join us.
But it sounds like if Cindy just went out with Lucky, I mean, Blackie could stay in and he's not going to have a big issue with that. He's okay in the house.
I feel that
yeah.
he is. And
yeah,
I feel
okay.
that you could go back to him and say, you know, would you like to join us after he sees you going in and out and then see if he would.
Okay, so my next question is that... so it sounds like, you know, Lucky can be indoor-outdoor, Blackie can be inside, not a problem, and whether or not you take him out on a leash, kind of,
yeah.
you know, he's okay if he don't do that, so that's a good thing. But they're both confined indoors right now, because when Cindy started taking them in and out and on leashes and stuff, and then took them out off-leash, well, Lucky went out and took off. And how long was he gone, Cindy? Was it 2 days?
3 days.
3 days he was gone. He didn't come back. So they've been kept inside since.
Yeah.
Now that was spring, and of course, you know, I explained, well, you know, that is cat and around season, and they do that kind of stuff. And he did come back, and he was okay.
Yeah.
But can you see if she starts letting him go out without the leash and harness?
Well, they've never been on a leash.
They've never been.
Mm-mm.
No, okay, so she hasn't had him on leash, but she would just supervise them. But this one time he took off and then didn't come back for 3 days. Is that likely to happen again right away? I mean, did he learn a lesson? Is that something that he's likely to do?
Well, I wouldn't say that he's learned a lesson, actually.
Okay.
But I think that we could talk to him and tell him that we really need him to stay close. He really liked that freedom of getting out. It feels like it's kind of innate in him.
Can you kind of talk to Lucky and say that, you know, he could have freedom to go out, but that he has to come back every day?
Okay. You know, I have a friend that actually did this, and she actually put a time period and told her cat that he had to be back. And the cat had never listened to her in the past, and he actually did. And she said, look, I'm trusting you, and this is what has to happen. And I was actually a little surprised that he did. So,
well, now that reminds me of years ago on the air, and when I was at my farm, when I was teaching communicating with animals, I used to say, you know, animals don't understand our concept of time. So you can't. But then I had some of my listeners call and say, hey, I talk to my cats about time all the time. I say I let them out in the evening, and I say, hey, I'll let you out, but I'm going to watch the 10 o'clock news, and you need to be back by 10:30 because we're going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, and they're always back by 10:30. Well, darned, I started doing that with my cats, and I let them out the fire and say, I'm going to bed at 11:30. You be back here at 11:30. But they always have been. So I do think that cats are better than some other animals at understanding time.
Yes, and my friend proved that to me, too. So I learned from clients also, and she told her cat, you can be out. This is where you need to be. You can't go to the end of the driveway, and I don't want you in this particular yard where there is other animals that could, you know, cause some problems for her. And she said, you know, I see him sneak and cross the boundaries a little bit, but he was always back. So, yeah, I would do that. I would tell him that this is what I need from you. You can go outside. I'd love to, you know, give that opportunity to you. And I'm going to ask you to come back and then whatever certain time, maybe if you ask him to come back by the end of the day or however you want to do that, what's best for you.
Before dark or...
Before dark. Yeah, you have to be in for dinner.
Dinner time.
You have to be in... overnight, you need to be in the house.
Okay. And then when we you're going to follow up with Cindy off the air to help with the chicken thing. Could you help her also with the cat thing as well?
Yeah. And then show some emotion with it too, about how proud and happy you'll be, because they always read our thoughts and our emotions.
Excellent. Okay. You okay with that, Cindy?
Yep. Great. Thanks.
All righty. And I'll talk to you off the air with some more. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks, Cindy.
All righty. We are going to close out hour number two. Close out hour number one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. And fire up hour number two. Darcy's going to be talking to Darcy. We go to Darcy next, and Kathy, and then Cindy's line is now open, so you can grab that if you like. Animal World continues straight ahead with Darcy Pariso right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.